Last week of summer, fall arriving on Monday officially, and I got a cold. Closing out these last few days with a bit of a cold, sniffles, bit of a sore throat. I probably got the bug here at work because there are a few people away sick at the moment, but I get in there. It's going to be fine. Weather looks fine, too, in the coming days. As harvest ought to be able to pick up again here for the weekend. Came to a halt last weekend because of all the rain, but hopefully it's dry enough to get back to work. Not everyone was completely finished, by no means, and I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on the farm. When are you heading back into the fields, or have you, after that soggy weekend? 1-877-300-7275. That was quite the rain on the weekend. In fact, it turns out over a million liters of poop water had flown into Wascana Creek. No, that's not the case. As I said, you'll remember how hard the rain was coming down on the weekend, and at the time it looked like the city's wastewater system was going to be overwhelmed. But this morning now we're hearing that there is no contamination risk. The wastewater never actually made it to the creek. City Water Director Carolyn Kalem said that the city's alarms were raising concerns for them, but I guess after everything settled, the city's wastewater system still had capacity.
We can confirm that in fact there was capacity in our system, and so it wouldn't have actually gone into the creek.
So no risk of wastewater contamination to worry about. It was, I guess, a false alarm. Even though the alarms worked, the original contention it had leaked out was false. But anyhow, coming up later this morning, we're going to hear how the Regina Symphony Orchestra is set to salute the maestro, Gordon Girard, who is leaving after this season. He spent the last 10 years here, and he'll be done next year, and on Saturday night is the first show of the new season. The RSO popping by next half hour to tell us what the plan is to help celebrate throughout the year, Gordon Girard. And later, it is Thursday, so Mayor Chad Pashinsky is here just after the 7:30 news, in for his weekly visit. We'll talk about tailgating. Yeah, the Riders put out that they're working with the city and the province about possibly bringing tailgating to us next year. I'll ask the mayor how that might work. And some of you have been asking me to ask the mayor if it's true or not that they're using drones in assisting to investigate bylaw infractions. So I'll ask Mayor Chad Pashinsky if that's true after the 7:30 news. Interesting turn of events. Disney, ABC announcing yesterday that they have pulled the plug on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
It's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Pull that plug. Yeah, he's off the air. ABC taking Kimmel off the air indefinitely because of comments Jimmy made in the wake of Charlie Kirk's murder. So what did he do that was so egregious? Well, it seems some believe he misidentified Kirk's alleged killer as a right winger. So for context, here's what Kimmel said in the whole bit on Monday night.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They've just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty.
Yes. Okay. He's at the fourth stage of grief, construction.
So that was the whole bit there. And, of course, the part that set everyone off. Well, not everyone, but some off, came earlier in the bit there. But in the wake of the murder, there was a ton of misinformation floating around about the killer's ideology. And it seemed like everyone in this country on both sides was scrambling to paint him as a representative of the other side before anybody knew anything, right? So ABC's decision to pull Kimmel reportedly based on pressure from local affiliates. Nexstar, a company that owns about 200 local U.S. television stations, said they had enough. They were preempting the show, and ABC then followed them and pulled Kimmel off the air, but they say is indefinitely. Reports this morning, Jimmy was livid, but if they say indefinitely, I don't see him coming back, at least not with ABC, but Trump was celebrating from Windsor Castle in Britain where he met the king. He said, congratulations to ABC for finally having the courage to do what had to be done. Then he called for two more late-night talk show hosts, Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, to be canceled as well. You might recall earlier this summer, Trump praised CBS for canceling Stephen Colbert, who will be done next May. The network claimed it was for financial reasons, but Colbert and Kimmel and all the others have consistently been critical of Trump, and it's gotten under his skin a lot. Yeah, pop the trunk, the party could be, well, a tailgate party. For Saskatchewan Roughrider fans next season, the province confirming it's working with the riders to legalize tailgating in a Mosaic. The tailgate spaces would be offered first to season ticket holders. But other than that, we don't have a heck of a lot more information. I'm sure many of you are aware what tailgating is on the NFL level, where fans roll in hours in advance of the big game to grill food, enjoy drinks, play games, bond with fellow fans. I heard Green Zone host Jamie Nye yesterday asking, what should the Rider Nation tradition be at tailgating? Bills Mafia likes to jump through tables. What could Rider fans pick up on? I don't know, a watermelon crushing contest or some sort? I don't know, but tailgating seems to work stateside. But I do question how this will work here. Will they do something to tone it down, if you will, compared to what it is in the U.S.? I have been stateside for tailgating. It's crazy. And people do get fired up. They grill. They tent. They have tents and everything. And I'm telling you, it's a heavy drinking situation, too. So that alone, of course, there's concern there, I would think. But tailgating might work differently here. I don't know. But they haven't given us a lot of details on this one here. In fact, Regina Mayor Chad Pashinsky admitting the city would need to consider bylaws and other aspects. It's all up for discussion, he said.
You know, as long as we're working through collaboratively to make sure we address any type of safety concerns or legalities, I mean, that would be my biggest concern. So obviously, as the city gets more information, we would work together to understand what they're exactly looking to put together. But yeah, we'll have to get more information to make sure we understand holistically what they're looking for.
Yeah, I could see, you know, I can see it already. Yeah, we're going to tailgate, but we have concerns about open alcohol. Sanitary conditions, too, about fans rolling in with their own cooking supplies. Again, we don't know anything else yet. I wonder if they'll allow true tailgating, or will it just be a section of parking lot where you can come early in the city and the riders will have food and beer stands there to purchase instead of allowing fans to bring their own? Which, if that's the case, well, you may as well call it the same as the party in the park, right? Only party in the parking lot. But who knows? Again, well, dive further into this topic with Mayor Chad Pashinsky when he's here in the studio after the 7:30 news this morning. But staying with the Riders for a sec, it's a bye week for the Green and White, of course. And quarterback Trevor Harris, I have heard, is going to be signing autographs Saturday in the Riders store, if you're interested. Next game for the Riders is a week from Saturday. They'll be on the road in Edmonton. But Harris knows his slow start against Montreal has left them chasing, and he says it has to change.
That's what the great teams do is, you don't take a dump and look at it. I heard Jalen Hurts say you take a dump and look at it. You flush that thing and learn from it and go on.
Trevor Harris says the week off is about healing up, regrouping, and coming back sharper for the rest of the season here. So coming up after the 6 o'clock news here this morning, well, they made some more changes, the Liberal Party. You know, we heard about Christopher Freeland leaving this week. A few other cabinet shuffles now, and that means Ralph Goodale is out. Yeah, I'm surprised by this move here. I will say that. I'll have a little of that coming up after the 6 o'clock news here. But Hollywood night. Hollywood night. She was Well, this week we heard Krista Freeland announce she's leaving. And yesterday, a slew of other former Trudeau-era ministers headed for diplomatic posts now, too. Three in all, but the one that stood out for me yesterday was former Public Safety and Defense Minister Bill Blair. He's headed to the UK to replace Ralph Goodale as High Commissioner. I'm surprised about removing Ralph. No matter your politics, man, Ralph is one of the most upbeat, nicest guys in the business. He can warm anyone up in a matter of minutes, no matter their politics. But Bill Blair, he always comes off so gruff and grumpy. I can't see him endearing himself as well as Ralph in that shiny diplomatic post by no means. That kind of surprised me yesterday. Hey, the Regina Symphony is back for a new season this weekend. Saturday night concert. And Samuel Deason is executive director of the RSO and joins me right now and feels the weekend opening concert's going to kind of set the tone for the rest of the season. How so, my friend?
Oh, this concert is going to be really special for a number of different reasons. Right off the top, not only this concert, but this season is the final season of our music director, Gordon Gerard. This will be his 10th year with the organization, and we are looking forward to a huge celebration, not only this weekend, but throughout the year, of all he has done to further not only the music and arts community, but the cultural vibrancy of Regina at large.
I imagine there's going to be special guests throughout the year popping in, and this weekend is no exception. Who's coming?
This weekend, we are thrilled to welcome to the stage Regina's own trumpet superstar, Karen Donnelly. She'll be performing the concerto by legendary film composer John Williams, who, of course, almost all of your listeners will recognize due to his film scores in Star Wars, Jaws, you know, even Harry Potter. So it's a fantastic opportunity to hear one of Regina's very best musicians come home to take the stage and perform a piece that's sure to really delight. You know, you don't hear it that often, but, you know, John Williams is a musician and composer like no other.
Well, I got to know what the piece is because, yeah, John Williams, I can't place it in my head. What's, from a trumpet standpoint, what's the piece?
Yeah, so John Williams, of course, very famous for all of his movie music. Karen's going to be playing his trumpet concerto. So later on in John Williams' life, and even as recently as this year, he's been busting out concerti, so works for solo instrument plus orchestra that are typically found in really the standard classical repertoire. So not only is John Williams an incredible film score composer, but an incredible orchestrator of classical repertoire as well. The concerto that folks will hear, it kind of sounds like Star Wars in some places, but it's a miraculous discovery to a witness.
All right, John Williams. Well, it's going to be an interesting show this weekend at the Connexus Arts Center. There's still tickets available. The whole season dedicated to Gordon Gerard and his final season here. Has the search for his replacement started yet or not?
Yeah, the search has begun, and we will be announcing a few finalists at the end of the season in May. But this weekend is really the first of many concerts in celebration of all he's done. We're actually opening the doors an hour before the concert. There's going to be some free bubblies, some free goodies. We invite all of your listeners to come and join in on the celebration.
All right, we can't go through the entire season, but pick one or two that you're looking forward to celebrate this last year with Gordon.
Keeping on the John Williams train, on December 13th, we're going to be doing Home Alone. So what does an orchestra have to do with a movie? Well, John Williams wrote the film score to Home Alone, and we're going to be performing that movie in Connexus. So massive big screen, folks will be able to watch the movie, but instead of hearing the orchestra track digitally, we'll be performing it live.
That'll be fun. Hit me up one more. What else is coming?
Final concert of the year will be an incredible celebration of Gordon's tenure. Echoes of a Decade, May 9th, we'll be doing Mahler's First Symphony. Incredible masterpiece.
Looks like there's still some tickets left. If anyone wants to go this weekend, what do they do?
Well, you can go to reginasymphony.com. We transition to a brand new ticketing system, so it looks great. Or, you know, show up at the door and we can sort your tickets there. Happy to see everyone.
Samuel, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Well, the Riders might actually encourage tailgate parties next season. Apparently, the government confirming they are collaborating with the Riders to legalize it. Mayor Chad Baczynski admits the city would need to consider bylaws, too. He'll be joining me after the 7:30 news for his weekly in-studio visit. We'll discuss what has to be done, and will it be true tailgating like you see in the U.S., where people roll up with their barbecues, their food, their drink? Are they going to make all that legal for tailgate partying the way it's meant to be, or will it be a watered-down version? See if the mayor knows anything coming up after 7:30 news. Disney pulled the plug on Jimmy Kimmel.
From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
And they did it just hours before he was set to air last night. They took him off the air indefinitely because of comments he made in the wake of Charlie Kirk's murder. So what did he say that was so egregious? Well, it seems some believe he misidentified Kirk's alleged killer as a right-winger.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
In the wake of the murder, there were a ton of misinformation stories floating around about where the killer's politics fell, and it seemed like everyone in the country on both sides there was scrambling to paint him as a representative of the other side before anybody really knew anything. And ABC's decision to pull Kimmel was reportedly based on pressure from local television affiliates. There's a company called Nexstar in the U.S. that owns a lot of local TV stations, more than 200. And they said they were going to preempt the show. So then that's when ABC said they were pulling Kimmel off the air indefinitely. And U.S. President Donald Trump commending ABC's decision from his visit in Britain's Windsor Castle. Trump found the time on True Social to say congratulations to ABC for finally having the courage to do what had to be done. Then he called for two more late-night talk show hosts, Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, to be canceled as well. Earlier this summer, I know you'll probably remember Trump praised CBS for canceling Stephen Colbert, who's done next May. The network claimed it was for financial reasons, but Colbert and Kimmel have been consistently critical of Trump. They've gotten under his skin on numerous occasions. He's lashed out at them on Truth Social before, too. But honestly, this is likely more about money than free speech. And it's a little convoluted, but let me see if I can help you follow through the money here. In August, that company called Nexstar, the largest owner of TV stations in the U.S., announced they wanted to purchase their rival, which is called Tegna, for more than $6 billion. Now, in order for that deal to go through, Nexstar would need the approval of the Federal Communications Commission, known as the FCC. And they would need the FCC to lift a rule that said that, at least in the U.S., no company can own enough television stations that would reach more than 39% of households in America. Well, the current chair of that FCC is a guy by the name of Brandon Carr, and he said earlier this year he might be willing to lift that cap so they can make that deal happen. But yesterday, that FCC commissioner, he was on a MAGA podcaster and made it very clear he didn't like Kimmel's comments and called him talentless. And then he says,
I think, again, Disney needs to see some change here. But the individual licensed stations that are taking their content, it's time for them to step up and say, this, you know, garbage, to the extent that that's what comes down the pipe in the future, isn't something that we think serves the needs of our local communities. But this sort of status quo is obviously not acceptable where we are.
So that was the FCC chair yesterday on local TV stations telling them to reject Jimmy Kimmel. And within hours of that podcast, Nexstar, the company that owns all those local TV stations, who is hoping to buy more from their rival, if that same FCC commissioner approved it, they make the announcement, oh, Jimmy Kimmel's going to be preempted indefinitely. Then ABC TV said, okay, the same. We've yanked him indefinitely. So while there are no doubt people who were offended by what Kimmel said, and tensions are high, there's also a lot of money to be made and a lot of corporate people behind the scene that want to suck up to the FCC and, of course, one President Trump, too.